Chapter 7, The Role of PTSD in Veteran Isolation. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is one of the most significant factors contributing to veteran isolation. While all veterans undergo a psychological transformation during military service, those who experience trauma, especially combat-related trauma, often develop PTSD, a condition that profoundly impacts their ability to reintegrate into civilian life. PTSD does not simply manifest as memories of traumatic events. It rewires the brain, altering emotions, perceptions, and even physical responses to everyday situations. It amplifies feelings of detachment, intensifies hyper-awareness, and makes social interactions feel more like threats than opportunities for connection. As a result, many veterans with PTSD withdraw from society, choosing isolation over the stress and unpredictability of civilian life. In this chapter, we will explore how PTSD deepens the divide between veterans and the world around them, the physiological changes in the brain caused by combat stress, and why social situations often feel unbearable for those suffering from PTSD. How PTSD exacerbates feelings of detachment from society. PTSD creates an overwhelming sense of disconnection. Veterans struggling with the condition often describe feeling as though they exist in a separate reality from those around them, unable to relate to the people, emotions, or experiences of civilian life. Several factors contribute to this deep sense of detachment. The inability to relate to civilians. Veterans with PTSD have seen, experienced, or endured things that most people will never fully understand. Whether it was the stress of combat, the loss of comrades, or exposure to extreme violence, these experiences create a profound rift between them and those who have never faced such realities. Casual conversations about work, family, or daily struggles can feel trivial or frustrating, making veterans less likely to engage in social interactions. Emotional numbness. PTSD often causes emotional blunting, where veterans feel detached from their own emotions and those of others. This can lead to difficulties in forming new relationships, maintaining existing ones, or expressing love, joy, or sadness in the way they once did. Over time, this emotional numbness makes socializing feel empty or even pointless. The fear of being misunderstood. Many veterans with PTSD avoid talking about their experiences because they fear judgment or discomfort from others. The stigma surrounding PTSD can lead veterans to believe that no one will truly understand them, making isolation feel like the safest option. Guilt and shame. Some veterans carry an immense burden of guilt, whether survivor's guilt, regret over actions taken in combat, or shame over feeling broken after service. These emotions can create an overwhelming sense of unworthiness, making veterans withdraw rather than seek support or connection. The more a veteran isolates, the harder it becomes to re-engage. The cycle of withdrawal deepens feelings of loneliness, depression, and disconnection, making reintegration into society seem nearly impossible. The psychological changes in the brain caused by combat stress. PTSD is not just a psychological condition. It is a physiological one. Trauma, particularly combat-related trauma, changes the structure and function of the brain, making it difficult for veterans to process emotions, regulate stress, and engage in normal social interactions. Three key areas of the brain are most affected by PTSD. The amygdala, the brain's alarm system. The amygdala is responsible for detecting threats and triggering the body's fight or flight response. In individuals with PTSD, the amygdala becomes hyperactive, perceiving danger even in safe environments. This leads to a state of constant alertness, making it difficult to relax or feel at ease in social settings. The hippocampus, the memory processor. The hippocampus helps distinguish between past and present threats, allowing the brain to process and store memories appropriately. In veterans with PTSD, the hippocampus often shrinks, making it harder to differentiate between past trauma and present experiences. This is why certain sounds, smells, or images can trigger intense flashbacks, making everyday environments feel threatening. The prefrontal cortex, the rational thinker. The prefrontal cortex is responsible for reasoning, emotional regulation, and decision-making. PTSD weakens this part of the brain, reducing the ability to regulate fear, control emotional reactions, or think rationally in stressful situations. This leads to heightened irritability, impulsivity, and difficulty calming down once a stress response is triggered. Because these changes are biological, PTSD is not simply a matter of getting over it. The veteran's brain is physically different, operating in a heightened state of fear and vigilance, even when no real threat is present. Why social situations become overwhelming or even unbearable for veterans with PTSD? For veterans with PTSD, social settings can feel more like a battlefield than a place for relaxation and connection. Crowds, conversations, and unexpected stimuli can be overwhelming, triggering intense anxiety or even panic. Several factors contribute to this: overstimulation and sensory overload. Many veterans with PTSD struggle with sensory overload. Loud noises, bright lights, and large crowds can overwhelm the nervous system, triggering a fight or flight response. Environments that seem normal to civilians, such as shopping malls, restaurants, or public gatherings, can feel chaotic and dangerous to a veteran. Fear of losing control. The military trains service members to control their environment and anticipate threats. In social situations where there is no clear mission or chain of command, veterans with PTSD may feel vulnerable or out of control. This fear can manifest as extreme discomfort, irritability, or a need to exit the situation immediately. The threat of triggers. PTSD triggers can be unpredictable. A sudden loud noise, a particular smell, or even a seemingly harmless question can cause a flood of traumatic memories. Many veterans avoid social situations altogether to prevent being unexpectedly triggered. The pressure to act normal. Veterans with PTSD often feel immense pressure to appear normal, even when they are struggling internally. This effort can be exhausting, leading many to avoid socializing altogether rather than force themselves to pretend they are okay. Over time, these factors make social isolation seem like the easiest and safest choice. However, prolonged isolation only worsens PTSD symptoms, leading to increased depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation. Breaking the cycle of isolation. While PTSD makes social engagement difficult, veterans do not have to remain isolated. There are ways to slowly and safely reintroduce connection into their lives. Start small. Engaging in one-on-one conversations, attending small gatherings, or participating in veteran-focused social events can provide a sense of connection without overwhelming stress. Find veteran communities. Many veterans find comfort in connecting with others who understand their experiences. Veteran support groups, peer mentoring, and organizations like the VA can offer a safe space for social interaction. Use therapy and support services. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing, EMDR, and other therapeutic approaches can help veterans process trauma and reduce social anxiety. Medication and mindfulness techniques can also help regulate stress responses. Set boundaries. Veterans should not feel pressured to participate in social situations that feel unsafe or triggering. Instead, they can establish boundaries that allow them to engage on their own terms. Rebuild relationships gradually. Reconnecting with family and friends may take time. Veterans can start by reaching out through text, short phone calls, or small visits, gradually easing back into deeper interactions. Re-engage. PTSD plays a major role in veteran isolation, creating an emotional, psychological, and physical barrier between them and the world. The changes in the brain caused by trauma make socializing difficult, while the overwhelming nature of civilian environments reinforces the desire to withdraw. However, isolation is not the solution. With time, therapy, and support, veterans with PTSD can find ways to re-engage with society without feeling overwhelmed. Healing does not mean forgetting the past. It means finding a way to exist in the present without being controlled by it. By taking small steps, building a support system, and seeking professional help, veterans can reclaim their lives and begin to reconnect with the people and experiences that matter most.